You are very, very welcome back to the programme. Now, Siobhan Shields joined me in studio. Hi, Siobhan.
Hello, Greg.
Nice to have you back.
Thank you.
Nice now, to have you. Tell us about APE. What does APE stand for, firstly?
It's open to suggestions.
That doesn't work. Open begins with an O.
I picked APE because I wanted something that was kind of live,
yes,
and wild and unpredictable. So, yeah.
And tell us about the first event. What happened?
The first event was back in May, mm-hmm, and we had ourselves, Lauren Bird, who's gone on to do amazing things now in the last few months, and Velvet Alibi, 14-piece jazz groove band, and it was amazing. Packed the house, and it was great crack. So this is like our second night of it now, and we're really looking forward to it.
So where is it taking place?
In McGorry's.
In
Kildaff.
In Kildaff, okay. Yep. And what night's it on?
Tonight.
Oh, it's tonight,
yes,
is it?
Tonight.
Very good,
9:00.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So it's a great venue and
it
a great lineup.
Yeah, four fantastic bands. We have, starting off with Strength, who are going to be performing at the Hard Working Class Heroes showcase next week, and then followed by ourselves, Great White Lies. We've just released our latest second music video, Forgive Anything, and then we have Comrade Hat, who's also performing at Hard Working Class Heroes, and then we have the fabulous Patty Nash and Happy Enchiladas, who are sitting here, and didn't you just release your album?
Our third album there.
Excellent. And how has it been received? Brilliant.
Fantastic reviews all over, and we've because we're independent, we have an independent record label, and so it's kind of paid for itself already.
Isn't that good?
So,
because that's the you know, you can have faith in your music and what have you, but when you have to actually put your money into it to get that back so quickly, now you can just reap the rewards.
I've been in the music industry a long time, and I've been saying these various deals and stuff like that. So it's kind of. It's nice to build up that following throughout the people that stay with you and stay with your songs and with your music.
So you have more control over it too, I presume, independently, don't you?
100%
control. You can make all the decisions, and if you fall on your sword, you do, but if you get it right, it's all down to you and those around
you. Make mistakes, they're your own.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. This gig, you're looking forward to it tonight?
Definitely.
What we expect?
Love Kildaff, love McGorry's, and looking forward to seeing all the other bands as well. Can't wait to get up there. It's a proper venue.
Yeah. I imagine it is half performing, half enjoying the night as well, because there's so much quality on stage.
The trick is, the downside of playing last is you have to try and stay sober.
I like the word try. All we can ask you to do is try. But I'm looking for a full commitment. I would say, now, if you put your hand up, you've done a few of them when you've had a few, haven't you?
No, not very many.
Fair play. Paddy, maybe you're going to perform live for us. Tell us what you're going to do here now.
Myself and Deanne, we're going to do the title
track. I beg your pardon,
Deanne. Yeah.
Hello there.
Hi, Deanne.
It's my better half, and she's also a happy enchilada.
Excellent.
So we're going to do the title track of her album.
The new album.
The new album called Laughter and Love.
Okay, take it away, guys.
We've both been down with a cold this week, so let's hope it works.
Into places I never thought I would ever see. I've embraced the changes, took everything that they threw at me, and here I am, still going strong. This is not a dream, you dream alone. From Derry to Santiago, from Berlin to Tuscany, from Rio to San Francisco, all spent in good company, and here we are, still traveling on, guided by laughter and love. This is not a life to live alone. The only truth I've ever known dice roll and the rivers flow, then you'll find the one you're looking for, and it turns out they've been looking for you. This world, so full of sorrow, like a great big broken clock. If we keep shaking, it will rattle. Someday it will all just stop. So here's to you, believers in the magic of laughter and love. Never dream your dream alone. Dream your dream alone.
Absolutely lovely. Wasn't that lovely? Brilliant. You wouldn't know it. But it always amazes when people say, I've had a cold a week, and then you sound like that. It's astonishing. You compliment each other beautifully. Whatever happens, do you ever have a slight disagreement before you go on stage and then have to sing so harmlessly and so much beauty together?
We have. I mean, that's part of our show. There's seven of us all together. Right. There's me and another, Patty and five others. But we have domestics on
stage. I know, that's what I was thinking. Like,
then we sing.
No, it's lovely. It's
and the
lovely,
but the band
sound.
Always know when there's, you know, yeah. it's a bit of crack too. Yeah. No, but we actually get on.
Of course
you know. You're not all right.
Difference of opinion here. No, listen, that's absolutely beautiful. I can see why the album's doing so well. It's a really beautiful, soft, mellow sound. I don't know how to describe it because I'm not very musical, but I think you know what I'm on about, Siobhan, don't
I
you?
I do, yeah, it's gorgeous. Isn't and it? As you said, their voices work so well together.
Yeah, it's like one voice, but two different voices. Great.
Thank you.
Now, tell us about your latest music video you've released with Great White Lies.
Yeah, we just released our second video for Give Anything, which is the song we're going to perform for you. And it was made by Orla McNeilis, shot in Buncrana, along Stregill Beach. And yeah, it was in the spring and it was all crisp and lovely. And we had double bass and cellos and all out right by the sea. It was class.
Excellent. Yeah, sounds
so
fantastic.
I think it looks pretty.
Before we let you go, Paddy, when are you, other than tonight, where can people catch us, or where can they get the album, more importantly, perhaps?
The albums can be bought at paddynash.com, or it's up in Cool This in Derry.
Yeah.
And I think there's a few bitten around Highland Radio as well, because I left a load on one night. And then the only other performance I'm doing is a special acoustic performance next week in the Legendary Cafe in Derry.
Oh, lovely.
It's part of the We Shall Overcome weekend. Excellent. Where it's there's 250 gigs all over the UK, and what it basically is artists getting together to support the most vulnerable in society that have been hit most severely by the cuts from Westminster and Stormont. So
it's the music industry is really stepping up on a lot of these issues, and in the way they can use your skills to highlight issues. We were talking earlier on to Tommy about the Simon Community gigs that are taking place next week in Ballybuffet. It's lovely to see that giving back aspect to it.
Yeah, and just to be solely music was the sole form of protest.
Mm.
That's true.
Back to Woody Guthrie and people like that. But now that because of social media, it's not all about campaigns, so it's kind of like a dying art almost, the protest song or the protest singer. So it's one of the things it's been nice to keep alive
without a shadow of
when the machine,
because it played a huge function in history. Listen, Paddy Nash, thank you so much, and thank you so much to you and also
welcome.
Your significant other for coming on. It's really appreciated, and best of luck with the gig tonight. You sounded fantastic, and it's going to be great. Before I let you go round and join the rest of Great White Lies, Siobhan, remind us of tonight. It is in
McGorry's of Kildaff.
And it kicks off at?
Doors are at 9. Mm-hmm. And four fantastic bands, followed by a boogie. And yeah, just come, enjoy yourself. Get immersed in some great music.
Absolutely fantastic. Well, do you want to make your way round? And I'll give you a thumbs up, Siobhan, although I think your colleague can hear me on the headphones there. Thank you so much, guys, for coming in. It really, really was great. This is Great White Lies.
Once life's battles breached, we glance back and breath take at what clambers on.
There you have it. That is the amazing Great White Lies, playing ahead of that Ape gig tonight. Thank you so much, guys. That sounded really great. Happy 50th birthday to Mary Teresa Glacken in Marmelan Dunlow. This coming in from Mum and Dad, and the message is, see you later. Please play a request for Sinead Sharkey and Paul Maguire. They're getting married today in Buncrana, from Eileen Donal Gallagher in Mean Lara. Congratulations to Nicole Handlin and Craig Chappell, getting married in Kincashna today. Sorry we can't be with you. God bless to both of you, from Peggy and Tony Sharkey in Annagree. Greg, just to text to say thank you for playing that song, Class of 99. I never heard it before. This is a song we played in the first hour, but thought it was lovely and should be played more often. If you really listen to the words, it could help many people with issues that bother people, although... and then they go on to say that they enjoy the programme. Thank you very much indeed. 086 77 00 555. Give us a text or call us on 0749125000. Yvonne McFadden taking your calls right now, as always. Just to remind you that we have a live broadcast for you coming up on the programme, and I'll get the details of that and bring that to you a little later on. But Tommy Rosny's in for PO today, broadcasting live, and as I say, we'll have more details on that after this commercial break. Sean Mullen joins me in studio now. Hi, Sean. Good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Thanks for the invitation.
It's absolutely my pleasure. A very interesting person who does very interesting things. Tell us a bit about yourself. You're originally from Derry, but you're... Donegal now.
Yes, I'm based up in Fannad beside the our great lighthouse up there. And I've moved around a bit from my time in Derry throughout the world, Canada, France, Germany, and finally wound up based in Fannad again.
Now, you are responsible for walking and talking in Donegal. What is the concept of it, other than the obvious? Or maybe it is just the obvious.
Yeah, it seems obvious to me, but sometimes people wonder, what's all the talking about, you know? And because perhaps that comes from, I ran a language school in Fannad, teaching English to adults for, I call it my hedge school, for up to 20 years, linking adult Germans into. And out of that, I always talked about the classroom on the move. And we would go out talking and walking and learning as we went along. So when I decided to do the walks, and being in Derry, from Derry, I decided to have some cross-border activity, and I started off with walking and talking in Ireland, linking Antrim and Donegal. The idea is that when people are out walking, they have things to chat about and talk, and the walks are last for 1 week, and people bond, get to know each other, talk to each other, and normally the one-week walks, I have weekend walks too, they're mostly for Irish people. But for the week-long walks, people in Ireland think they know Ireland, you know, and a week's a bit too long. So these people come from other parts of Europe and America and Canada and so on. And they do seem to get on well together. I think walking releases, as they say, this cliche, endorphins, and people are in good mood, do a bit of talking and singing and chatting. And it gives me the chance to tell them a little bit about the area in a natural way, not in a classroom situation and not in any prearranged way. You
know. I find that people, I can speak to two situations whereby I've had people that I know that have come on a holiday here and they've enjoyed it and they've gone home, but they just came, didn't do a great deal. And then I've had another set of family who've come over here and went touring Donegal, went and saw the sights, went to Ardra, Sleeve League, all that kind of stuff, and then formed an affinity with the place. Do you find that after a week's long of immersion almost, that the people leave feeling a connection to the county, to the area?
Yeah, I think that is very often the case. You know, I've had people who come back, I had a week walking there just last week, and one of the people had been with me three times already, and they find the naturalness of people. People turn and say hello to them and talk to them a little bit. And this is very, very pleasant for people who come from industrialized countries like Germany, with where they are very closely linked, and they don't have this free, open space that we have here. And also, as you say, there's this car tourism where people just drive around and look. It's as if it's watching television. But... For example, last week we went up and we had a look at Fanad Lighthouse, which we are promoting a lot in Fanad at the moment. And there was O's and A's and cameras clicking and so on, you know. And sometimes there's a stillness about people, and it's a stillness of just being totally taken over by the beauty of the place. It happened to me when I came first to Fanad. I fell in love with the place. So I can relate to...
You can probably see it in people's eyes, the same emotions that you felt.
Exactly.
And a lot of your talk is... Or is any of your talk sort of give a historical background to the walk or to the area?
Yes, that would be part of it.
So let me ask you, did you design the walk sort of based on beauty first and then did the research to find out the stories or the history or what you might say? Or did you learn a bit about the history and opt to say, well, I'll go walk in there? Was it, which came first?
Yeah, that's very difficult to say. But no, well, I suppose out of the language teaching, we would be part of the classroom would be walking around the place. So I'd be telling them a bit about history, local history, and geology, physical landscape, and so on. And I would then, people would be asking questions, and maybe I didn't know the answers. Mm. So I'd have to start thinking and reading and finding out what are people really interested in. And out of that, I built up my own set of knowledge and found out things that people would repeatedly ask sometimes from different countries, you know,
yes, yeah,
and so on.
And your favourite walk? Fanad, you're going to say Fanad, aren't you?
if well, we could exclude Fanad, then.
Okay, let's exclude Fanad and make it a little easier on you. Not that we'd ever wish to do such a thing.
No, well, the Fanad coastline.
Well, what's the most best received, then? It might be the easiest way to answer it from those that you do the walks with.
Yeah, well, I would say perhaps one of the most favourite walks is over Nokhala, over the mountain.
Yes.
Nokhala, where you don't have to go up too high. And you've all of Donegal in front of you. You've got the highlands looking out to the west. You've got Mulroy Bay, a very intricate water estuary. And you have Lough Swilly. You have all, and you can look out at the wind farms and all the different things. Look across to Mullen Head, the most northerly point in Ireland. So there's an abundance of things to talk about and point out to people when they're up there, as well as they might be puffing a little bit going up, but they find out that they're able for it. And that's a nice thing about Donegal, is that you have, we can call them mountains, we can call them hills or whatever, but most people with reasonable fitness can manage most of them, you know.
Just maybe, you know, with your teaching background, I wonder, do we bring the classrooms out enough to see our own county, you know, at a certain age?
I would probably think not. I couldn't say for sure since I'm not in the school system. But I would think probably not, you know. That is a bit sad. Maybe it can not so easily organized. But when you have kids out running around and looking at things and picking up information as they go along about nature, that was a wonderful thing. For example, we were in Ards Forest Park last week, which is one of my favourite walks as well. It's absolutely gorgeous there. It reminds me a little bit of Greece, I don't know why, but all the beaches, forest coming right down to the sea. Mm. And empty, very often empty. It's just because, you know, Donegal is not that densely populated, and therefore you have all these places to yourself when you go out walking. Mm. Wonderful, wonderful experience.
Now, you provide a specific type of service to tourists, say, for instance, but I'm just curious, have you seen an increase in interest over the last year or two in terms of numbers and phone calls and communications?
I think, you know, the Wild Atlantic Way has had an effect here in Donegal. Mm. There are more people moving around and more people inquiring about the Wild Atlantic Way. And plus, yes, my walks, definitely, there are quite a few people interested. It depends from year to year, but this year has been quite busy. And I know there are a lot of walking groups in Donegal who go out at weekends here and there, and one can join them just to be out with them. And it's great camaraderie, great companionship, really, when you're out chatting to somebody and the amount of...
Well, people talk of the physical advantages of it, but or even more so now than ever, people are talking about the emotional and mental health benefits of getting out in fresh air, walking, communicating, you know, sort of trying to break a cycle. So there's physical and mental benefits to these type of exercises.
I have experienced that definitely with some people in some groups where you don't know how people arrive, what their background is, where they come from, what troubles they're having and so on. And only later when you meet people again, perhaps afterwards, they might mention something about the pressure they were under for some reason or other. And that this week being out with people in very pleasant surroundings and people who are very sociable and prepared to listen to people, that helped them a lot through it, you know?
Well, look, it's been an absolute pleasure just to scratch the surface of what you do. I do genuinely think, and I'm guilty of this myself, only recently perhaps taking more of an interest in my own county, can people avail of the walking tours if they live locally with you, maybe one of the weekend tours or...?
Absolutely, absolutely. You can just go into walktalkdonegal, info@walktalkdonegal.com, or the website is walktalkdonegal. It happens like that, that I may not, I normally advertise at a walk, a certain date and so on, but sometimes people ring up and say, oh, there's a couple of friends of mine, we're coming up, could you take us out for a day? Hmm. Or will you be out for, and that happens now and again, and I'm quite prepared when I'm free and I don't have any walks on, then I go out with people all
the time.
Sounds
lovely.
Yeah.
Sean, thank you so much. It's
Thank
been
you,
an absolute
Greg.
Pressure. So if you want more information on Sean Mullen, it's walktalkdonegal.com. And you can get more info there. Sean, thank you so much for coming in. We're back with more after the break. Hugo Boyle is Secretary of the Meva Fire Service and joins me on the programme now. Founder member, too, of it. Hugo, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Gordon.
Tell us about the Meva Fire Service.
Meva Voluntary Fire Service was set up on 84, 85. To serve the people of the area, parish and into Cranford. And it was set up because of the distance between Letterkenny was the closest at the time. So we're set up there to help the people in their hour of need with the fires.
So in the unfortunate event of a fire, you guys would have been first responders until such time as backup came, I suppose.
That's correct, yeah.
And was it off the back of... Why was it decided there was a need for this?
Well, because we had a couple of fairly serious fires in the area, especially in Kerrigart now. We had a lot of fire in the laundry and gas bottles flying here and there and everywhere on fire and different fires through the parish. And, Letterkenny's very good fire brigade and all, but...
Distance
is a problem.
Facts, yeah, exactly.
Distance is a problem, yeah.
And how was it established? Because was it a case that you had to fundraise locally?
Well, fundraised locally between the parish and into Cranford, into Creasle area. Yes, fundraising was very good. The fundraising went very well. Very, very well. Very supportive of it.
It still is. That's what I was going to say. Completely voluntary.
Yeah, that's correct.
Do you get any funding at all?
No. We do get donations from some of the shops, maybe on a yearly basis, yeah.
But nothing organised from the state?
No, organised from the state,
and
no.
And you have a fire unit, I presume?
We have a fire unit. Oh, yes, we have, of course, yeah.
And
yeah.
Where did you get that?
The first one we got, it was a 1952 Ulster Dennis. It came from Limavady. It was bought by the first collection we had. And the collar system we had was a siren just in Kerrigart.
Mm-hmm.
A few years later then, a local man, Jack Green, ran a tea party for us. We bought a set of pagers for that, transmitter and all pagers. And they were set up from the two houses in the town that would take the call, Hugh Gallus or Mary Wahans, Paddy Wahans. And they would set up the pagers.
And that's the way it worked?
That's the way it worked, then.
And how many people are involved in providing the service?
Well, at the minute, there's 14 men, 14 firemen.
That's a huge level of commitment from 14 guys, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah. They wouldn't be there all the time. Like, you know, what can come does come.
Well, that's the whole idea, is that you never hear, that you never have to go out. But if you have to...
Yeah.
And when you started this all those years ago, what, 30 years ago now, is it?
Yes, sir, 31 years, yeah.
31 years.
Yeah.
Did you think it would still be up and running to this day? Or
well...
Maybe you thought they might have actually built a fire station in the area.
Yeah, well, there's a fire station in Mulford now, you know, have been for a few years, but... We were going that well, when the people in the parish appreciated us, so we kept going.
Mm. It's that security as much as anything.
That's
it,
that to security know as well, to know it's there.
Okay. Shane Doherty, good morning to you.
Good morning, Greg.
Hugo there, the man that set all this up, and it's still going strong.
Yeah.
What's your role, Shane?
Well,
you're the secretary, are you?
Well, some would call me.
amongst other things.
On behalf of the firemen and indeed the whole community, I would like to thank Hugo for everything he has done throughout the years. He's provided the building, the training facilities, he's maintained the equipment. Years and years of quality time. So thanks again, Hugo.
Fair play to you, Hugo.
Very good.
And I'm sure Shane's speaking on behalf of the whole community in saying that. Yeah. Now, there's an auction taking place in Loges of Cranford tomorrow, isn't that right?
That's right.
Tell us about that.
Well, the auction is it's looking like it's going to be a real good success. Now, there's a lot of items. There's up on 150 items so Brilliant. Far and still counting, you know. There's everything, including, you know, we'll just, we have a load of garden chips, a stove insert, lambs, tools, turf, logs, coal, animal feeds, bales of hay, corn, etc., hampers.
Mm. Something for everyone.
Something for everyone, yeah. Added, yeah.
And this has all been donated locally, I presume, has it?
Yeah.
And then the money that you raise from selling it goes towards the fire service.
That's right. We've got a great response, very good response out there towards us.
These things, you can pick up something for a bit of a bargain sometimes and help a great cause, but they're good crack too.
Yeah.
Aren't they, Hugo? Yeah.
We don't have any bargains. We want a good price.
I see now how you've kept this going so long, Hugo. Yeah, right. Yeah. You have to come and overpay for everything. So no, I'm only messing.
Greg, if I could thank everyone.
Yeah, go ahead. Take it away.
I'd like to thank everyone who are donating and helping out on the day. You know, the Loges of Cranford, the tea makers, Doherty Quarries are sponsoring the ad. Mm. There's many, many more, too many to mention. Like to thank them all,
but they know who they are, and they don't do it for thanks. I'm sure it's nice to mention them, but they do it for the community, and they do it to support this brainchild of Hugo. So, what time does do things get underway tomorrow in Loges? Is it a case of just turning up, or do you have to register? Or?
No, the fun day starts at one. There's a horse ride out first of all, and there's stuff to entertain everybody during the day. There's face painting, hooping, cartwheels, horseshoe throwing, nail driving, lots of other entertainment.
Excellent. Something for the whole family?
Yeah.
On a Sunday. Great. Yeah. You looking forward to it, Hugo?
I am indeed, yes.
Are you master of ceremonies?
I'm all wound up, yeah. Oh no, I'll be keeping a low profile. Let the young people do the work now.
Oh no. Well, sure, it's the work you started. It's amazing that you can keep this going. It's amazing that it has to, you know, it's every single, every euro, every cent is raised in the community and its surrounding areas to keep this going. It's amazing that it happens.
Yeah.
You're not still out in the fire machine, Hugo?
I know.
Do you still respond to the calls?
No, I don't respond to the calls. No, last year now I've retired now. And
are you missing it?
I miss it. No, I didn't miss it. Yeah. So, of course I miss it. Yeah,
because it's your baby, really. Don't is it?
Well,
you know, well, you can't help but feel that. You know, you said
no,
yeah. But the likes of you, Shane, you're in there filling the big shoes, and the rest of the guys, the big shoes that Hugo left.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, best of luck with that auction tomorrow. The fun day starts at 1 o'clock. In and around Loges, is it?
Yeah. Horse right out.
Horse ride out at one, and then the auction itself starts at.
It's probably be half three.
Half three ish.
At least half three.
Maybe four. But there's a lot of stuff there, so it'll be quick paced, action packed, and hopefully people digging in.
The hammer will be going down quick. And thanks for auctioneers as well.
Indeed. Listen, the Meva Fire Station, found a member of the Meva Fire Station, Hugo Bull, and its currently secretary, amongst other things that is known, Shane Doherty. Wish you the very best luck with that tomorrow, and it's a fantastic service provided by the community.
Thanks, Greg.
All right, back after this break.
For just €38 a month, Vodafone Simply Broadband gives you all the fibre broadband you want without any of the landline costs you don't.
That's perfect for me and the other half, because when you stream movies from your couch, you don't have much use for a landline.
So if you're not the kind to use a landline, why pay for one?
And that's an offer I can't refuse.
That was actually quite good.
You talking to me?
Simply Broadband. If that's an offer you can't refuse, then pop in store today. Vodafone. Power to you. 18-month contract and fair usage applies. See Vodafone.ie for terms.
Get more from your weekend with Saturday's Irish Independent. This Saturday, in your extra home pullout in Weekend magazine, we're at home with Lorraine Keane and Dermot Bannon's top tips for improving the light and views in your home. In Weekend, in a candid interview, Victoria Smurfit reveals how she's looking forward to dating again. In Broadsheet Sport, read Issa Nasewa and Alan Quinlan on Ireland's next World Cup clash. Plus, is smart tech dumbing us down? Our new series on digital obsession begins. Saturday's Irish Independent. It's your weekend.
Visit Tropical World at Alcorns this Saturday and Sunday. Together, let us give a little back. All admissions is only €5, going directly to Chernobyl Children International and Donegal Hospice. Meet Elsa, Anna and Olaf on Saturday from 1 to 3. While here, browse our extensive autumn range in our garden centre with 10% off everything on Saturday and Sunday. See you there.
Life as a jockey, it's the only job where two ambulances follow you around at work. In the Irish Field this week, top jockey David Casey reveals why he hung up his boots. Another former rider tells the inspiring story how he rebuilt his life after a career-ending fall. Our point-to-point pullout is back and there's extensive coverage of this week's sale at Ferry House. And we bring you the whole story on the Irish-bred sport horses who took home silver and bronze medals from the World Breeding Championships in Belgium. If horses are part of your life, make the Irish Field part of your week.
Texter says, good luck to all the tractor lads and lassies going through Burt today. Also, we'll visit Burt, Burnfoot Bridge and Newtown in aid of the cancer boss. Come out and give them a big wave. That comes in from Kathleen Grant in Burt. Indeed, we were chatting to them last week and they were looking to match the massive numbers that turned out last year, raising thousands upon thousands of euro for a great cause. And just driving into work, I could see two dozen tractors, I think, heading down the Bray into Letterkenny. So hopefully that's worked out well, and we might get a wee update on that next week. Right, we are right up against the clock. Mickey Bradley, organiser of Relay for Clonmany Hospital. Mickey, how are you?
Not too bad.
I wish we had a little more time, Mickey, but tell us a little bit about the event today.
The event today is we're going to launch Relay for Clonmany Hospital in the Plaza in Mulcana at 2 o'clock. And what's happening is in June Bank Holiday next year, a number of runners, just novice runners, will run from Missionhead non-stop right through to Mallhead.
Now, you're no stranger to marathons. I understand you're going to be taking part in the New York Marathon.
Yes, in 5 weeks' time, the New York Marathon for Clonmany Hospital.
How's preparations going for that?
It's getting there steady.
What are you doing today?
Well, today, yesterday we've done 20.
Oh, very good. Excellent.
But then today, now it's all focused now on the launch here in Mulcana.
You've seen firsthand the fantastic work that's done at Crumlin, haven't you?
Well, I have. Just my grandson was in for a small operation there about a year ago, but I'm just more or less just from people talking to people and just seeing it on TV on his last couple of years, you know.
Mm.
And it's really great the work that they do, you know, all over the country for everybody. And part of our 35,000 we're hoping to raise is for the outpatients ward, which will help everybody, you know, who attends the hospital.
Mm. So the launch takes place today, is that correct? Relay for Crumlin Hospital takes place next year?
The relay takes place next year on, but we're doing today, we're launching today. We have a number of sponsors who are coming along and the local people just to make awareness of it and what we intend to do, and everybody's welcome to come along.
Fantastic. So there's plenty of preparation time for people who are moderately fit to get involved. And is it a case when it's a relay for Crumlin Hospital, is it people running sections of the target?
Each person will cover roughly 34 miles, you know, overall. You know, we're hoping to have 30 people, 15 teams of two.
Excellent. And running is hugely popular now in the county and across the country, so hopefully you get a massive turnout, Mickey. So that's at the Plaza today in Buncrana from 2 p.m.
Yes, and also see tomorrow in Buncrana Gun Club through the emergency services are having a clay pigeon shoot, and that's open to the public, not just the gun club.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone's welcome to go along. You give a small donation and the gun club will do all the preparation work and letting people fire off the shotgun at the clays and that. So that's tomorrow between 12 and 5.
Okay. Mickey, listen, thanks so much. We'll chat, obviously, a couple of times, hopefully, as it leads up to that big relay for Crumlin.
Right, surely, because we have a number of events coming up, and any time at all, you want to give me a ring, sure.
Superb. Okay, best of luck.
You can follow us on Facebook, Relay for Crumlin, on Facebook. And we also have a website, relayforcrumlin@gmail.com.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mickey. Oh, Okay, that's all we have time for on the programme. My thanks to everyone who joined us on it, but most of all, of course, you listening wherever you are, across the county, across the country, across the world indeed. Thanks, of course, to Yvonne McFadden, who put the show together as always. Stay tuned. Tommy Rosny's out and about, in for P.O. McCann today, so a great 2 hours of crack music and giveaways coming up for you. And also, of course, Catherine's on the way with news. For me, Greg Hughes, have a fantastic weekend. We'll be right back.